everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Digital Embellishment Show. Today, we've got a very special guest, Steve Furlong, the VP of Operations at Hudson Printing out in Salt Lake City. Steve, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing good. So, Steve, listen, before we jump into all the beautiful things that you guys are doing with digital embellishment, let's talk a little bit about your company. What are you guys known for? Tell us a little bit more about Hudson Printing.
Well, actually, I worked at Hudson Printing back running a press from 1979 to 97. And Hudson Printing's always been known for quality, good color. They've been in Salt Lake for over 100 years, actually, and wow. They've always been the staple for quality. And it's always I've always been proud to associate my name with Hudson.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it's great. And, you know, so I worked for Blaine Hudson, and then Mark Hudson had the company, and then Mark and Paul, and then now I work for Paul Hudson. So it's been great to work for the Hudsons and be a part of it. Yeah.
That's great. Well, you guys are kind of pushing the edge in terms of technology. I know that you guys have never kind of shied away from new tech and jumping in with both feet. If I'm not mistaken, you had one of the first Landa presses out there, and I think you just got a second. If I hear this right, is that correct?
Yes, we had the fifth Landa worldwide, and then we were the first ones worldwide to get two. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, congratulations.
It's been a lot of fun. We've had some local artists. We do a lot of printing for them, and just to show it off. It's a lot of fun when you get people out on a press check, and they get to see full images coming through that are just amazing. And so, and it's just been a real great move for us.
Yeah, it's a super impressive machine, and the output's absolutely great as well. And so, tell me, you guys decided to jump into digital embellishments. Steve, do you mind if I ask, why did you guys decide to take that leap? Why do you guys decide to jump into digital embellishments after buying those Landa presses?
That was kind of a natural fit to the Landas. 2 years ago, we kind of put ourselves on a couple paths that we wanted to have a bigger presence in, and digital embellishment was a part of it. Paul has always kind of been eyeballing Skodics. He was really impressed with the technology. And then once they came out with the B1 sheet and the SHD, at that point, what we were seeing coming off was just amazing. So it was just a natural fit with the Landas to roll them off and put it right on over on
all
the
right, Skodics. So I got a question for you, Steve. Did you guys have a demand for this kind of stuff before buying it in? Or were you guys outsourcing this stuff on a regular basis? Or did you guys say, man, this is where the market's going. We need to get into this and build it from scratch.
I would say we had a very small demand. But talking with our customers, they were excited about it. And it's across the board. So we're actually running embellishments on direct mail, which, you know, was kind of unheard of. We're running embellishment on magazines and magazine inserts. So it's across the board, the excitement over it, and it's keeping us busy. So we really didn't have to go out and market it. Just our existing customers, you know, we were kind of like, hey, what would you think? And as we were going into it, and it literally is across the board from direct mail to publication. So it's been really fun, really cool, and we've got a ton of examples that, you know, so they're really happy. The digital enhancement brought it to that market before it was probably out of reach. It wasn't financially worth it to them.
That's cool. And so you mentioned you do a lot of direct mail. Steve, one of the things that I think a lot of the people in digital embellishments are missing out on is how to leverage variable data to do a lot of direct mail. Is that something you guys are jumping into, or is that something you guys are pushing, or is that still kind of early days for you?
No, that's what we do, actually. I would say 90% of our mail is variable data, and it's one-to-one. So, and that's another thing that's great about having the Skodics is we can take it over there with the same file and do the embellishments as well as, you know, matching up the data.
Yeah, I think that's unfortunately, and a lot of people that we talk to don't necessarily know how to charge for variable data finishing. They might just put on like an extra setup charge, or they're not familiar with data flows maybe, or they're not familiar with how to sell the value of variable embellishment. But imagine doing that stuff the old way, where you had to make a die or a screen for each individual a name or whatever it might be. It's just out of sight. So I'm glad you guys are doing that. Does that seem to be a good market for you guys?
It is. And once again, we're using it across all the markets. Not just a variable on the direct mail, but also, you know, short run magazine covers, some of that's variable, some of it isn't, but, it's just, for the most part, it's just been, very profitable, and we're still getting better at it too, you know, but for the most part, we really like to offer it on, you know, these, we do a lot of 20,000 run magazines. And it's not a big chunk for those guys to go through and put something nice on the cover that could be variable or not variable.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a great sweet spot for digital embellishment, that 20,000 run. Tell me a little bit about more the reactions that your customers have been giving. I don't know if you have any samples you can show us or if you got anything around you, but what has been kind of the feedback that you've gotten from your customers when showing this kind of embellishment?
I got a couple here. So here's one of our customers, and we just put a little foil on it, and they just loved it. Turned out really nice. And I've got another customer. This is an insert in their magazine, and we put a little foil on it, and their customer loved it, and it was. The cost wasn't prohibitive at all. You know, there's obviously more, but, and then we get some really nice stuff. This right here is just multiple passes, different foils, spot UV. I think it was four passes. But everybody's having a lot of fun with it. I don't get a lot, you know, when we give them a price, they don't balk because they want something beautiful and that's what they get. So it hasn't been a problem as far as cost. I'll show you one more. This is something Paul Hudson designed. This is actually a topographical map of Alta Ski Resort. You see a lot of these topo maps. I don't know if it shows up, but there's a copper foil in there showing the map, and just there's Alta.
Yeah,
it's really cool stuff. We kind of hard to show on the camera, so I won't, but yeah,
it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's hard to show a picture of this kind of stuff. It's you almost have to have it in your hands to get the full effect, right?
Yep, and then I don't know if I want to steal the thunder, but we did this test. I think you heard about the pre-wash test and got a big. Big results, response versus non-embellished and embellished. That was really great to hear.
So yeah, that's going to be coming out from the FSCA and the Digital Embellishment Alliance to test, for those who don't know, on the response rates of embellished versus non-embellished car wash coupons, which is, I think, really interesting to see. And, you know, the problem, Steve, is there's a lot lack of data in the industry today. Because a lot of the brands don't want to share that kind of information with the market, because that's just giving more leverage to the printer to raise the price on the next time that job comes around. So a lot of those brands are keeping that data, the response rate data, the return on response, the return on investment to themselves. But it's great to see some of this data coming out that you guys are doing, and it seems to be very, very positive.
Yeah, no, I'll let Jeff announce that. Over at
FSCA. But
we're in the middle of working with a couple of our customers. They do a really good job of not only tracking the response, but also just the sales side of it, saying, hey, this particular program drove up sales because, you know, it drives them to a website. So yeah. It's not as simple as it used to be as tracking phone calls. But
right.
Some of our customers are pretty savvy. So we're working with them and making, you know, kind of splitting the pain a little bit just to get the good data.
Good. That's really good because you can use that as a great case study in future times. Steve, tell me a little bit more about where you see this market going. I mean, are there new markets that you guys are using embellishments to go after? Are you guys trying to penetrate new markets, or are you just happy with what you guys have right now?
Oh, no. No, we're working with some packaging companies. You know, you don't decide to be a packaging company overnight, but, you know, with the Landis short runs, and then we can do the enhancements on it. That is beneficial for some other and local packaging companies that don't have all that. So they can bring us a run for 2,000 sheets with embellishment. And it's kind of a win-win at that point.
Yeah, very cool. Last little question for you, Steve. If you had to pick between the tactile varnish or foil, what do you like better? Which one would you have to pick if you had to pick one or the other?
That's tough. I guess because I've had the ability to lay down varnish or UV. I think I like the foil. Yeah. But once again, you know, we're just touching the tip of the iceberg here with how we're laying it down. We're putting foil down along with scents and putting them on top of each other, and we're just creating all kinds of great stuff.
That's cool. Do you have any particular foils that you're partial to? Do you have any favorites that stick out?
Actually, I really like the copper foil, and they got what they call halo gold, which is holographic. And then the casting cure is something new to us, which we've been using a lot of, which is like foil, and it peels off and kind of leaves a pattern in the in the sense where it looks like diamonds kind of, you know, reflects.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool how that technology works.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Steve, thanks for your time today. If anybody wants more information, you can go check out Steve and all the great things that they're doing at Hudson Printing in Salt Lake City. We'll make sure to put the link in the description. Steve, any words of advice for anybody thinking about getting into embellishments?
You know, I think it's the future. I think customers eventually are just going to want that to be a part of their options.
I agree. Steve, thank you very much for joining us today. Good luck with your embellishments, and we look forward to seeing all the cool stuff coming out of Hudson Printing very soon.